Hear no evil, don't you see no evil, don't you lay no evil down on me.
You're a murderous
man. Hear no evil, don't you think no evil, don't you play with evil, cause I'm free.
You're a murderous man.
Hear no evil, don't you see no evil, don't you lay no evil down on me.
You're a murderous
man.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 31. I am your host, Absolute Deicide, the curator, writer, editor of all things great over at gruntfreepress.com. Host of Grunt Free Press Podcast, I guess. I've been doing it for 30 plus episodes at this point, so you should know that by now, all my loyal listeners out there, out there in radio land. I got a weird one for you. Usually it's, you know, buttoned up tight. You usually know what you're going to get, and this show is nice and structured. I say this every week, so I guess the structure is me saying, ah, there's no structure. I got a lot to go through, in theory, I guess. I got a lot of notes here, but looking at it and a lot of some of the shit I can't even fucking read what the fuck I wrote, so who knows? This looks like fucking scribble. So we'll try to parse that out together real time me trying to figure out what the fuck I was thinking of when I fucking wrote shit down. And yeah, let's get to it, I guess. You got a note one. I go through 1A. Yeah, I just wanted to shout out, I've been watching, you know, in the past I was talking about Game Informer on YouTube. They're super replays and replays. I mean, some of them are pretty funny, some funnier than others. I'll mention too, I fucking haven't slept yet either, so it's a little different. So it actually might be a different show. I might fucking trail off towards the end. Rather than me like waking up, rolling out of bed and hitting fucking record, now I'm like, I took a nap in the middle of the day, so something weird going on. Feels off. More off than usual. I'll just fucking make an excuse for myself, I guess. But, Game Informer, super replay of, Martian Gothic is what I've been watching, recently. One of the things I've been watching, Martian Gothic's a old school, PS1 survival horror game, kind of in the realm of like a Resident Evil or something. I tried not to put Silent Hill in there because I really like Silent Hill. I'm not really a big fan of Resident Evil. I think Resident Evil is pretty bad for the most part. This is fucking real shitty fucking one of those from that era, fucking tank controls, fucking shitty puzzles, the whole shebang. So I've been playing through that on Game Informer. I talked about before, I've gone fucking back and forth on Game Informer. They kind of had a falling out with the whole thing fucking for a while. Mostly because of fucking Mike Futter. That guy's a fucking real piece of trash. But he's not on any. I don't think they let him on there. He's just a fucking piece of shit, I think they realized. But, fucking just the usual crew that's on there, fucking you know, Tim Tari's the main guy fucking playing. He's played like, I watched him play fucking real bad fucking games. Like, Terra was just like fucking, once a year they go through one of these bad survival horror games. And I think he's pretty much an expert at this point of playing those, you know. He's fucking, you know, some good ones. That's fucking, yeah, Ill Bleed I mentioned before is real, real good. Blue Stinger is another classic. It's pretty good. Fucking, if you want to check those out. It's one of those things they can fucking watch him and laugh. It's like fucking almost like a real time, like, you know, angry video game nerd fucking show or something. Only it's fucking, you know, they're actually fucking playing and whatever. It's fucking pretty funny. Yeah, so they've been playing Martian Gothic. It's just one, you know, one of those games. Except like the main twist they get is they get a. He's controlling. I'm not fucking playing it. Thank God. That's what I like about those. I don't gotta fucking play this shit. I can just fucking watch it. And, it's one of these games too, Martian Gothic. I almost fucking bought it off of, some dipshit's fucking recommendation, like fucking from like a podcast I listened to. He's saying, you know, one other guy's like, oh, I'm real into fucking survival horror and blah, blah, blah. And he was just talking like, oh, Martian Gothic. I don't know if I fucking heard like an episode about it or what. But, watching it get played real time. And fucking him fucking struggling, Tim Terry fucking struggling through it again. A guy who's fucking just like, you know, he's fucking, as far as I'm concerned, probably one of the best fucking survival horror fucking players on the face of the earth. He's played like a litany of these fucking shitty games. Seeing him fucking struggling, just seeing how the game is, it's like pretty much everything I hate about this fucking survival horror game is only much, much worse. I mean, even him, he's fucking, I mean, if you like fucking watching people suffer, you know, as they play fucking bad games, you gotta fucking watch it. It's just fucking funny. They haven't even finished it up yet at this point. They've been going for like 10, 11 episodes, like an hour each, and it's just a fucking disaster. And they fucking, like, straight up, I mean, you know, they try not to fucking use, like, guides and shit, and then they're just like, no, this is so bad. Like, pretty early on, they pretty much gave up trying to figure it out. Like, yeah, we gotta use a guide. And then, like, they're even reading, like, again, going back to my, like, bad game design philosophies, like, you gotta use a fucking guide to beat a game. Like, if you just have to, it's a pretty bad game. If you want a good example, check this shit out. The main, like, twist is he's controlling fucking, you know, three people at once. You can swap between the three of them at any time. So it's almost ahead of its time. It was like a Grand Theft Auto, you know, swapping out characters real time. As you're playing, like, you know, it's a regular survival horror shit. You're fucking, you know, picking up a bunch of different fucking items and trying to manage your inventory and, like, whatever. And they got, like, these fucking, like, tubes and fucking stations on the sides of the fucking hallways. You can you know, put items in, fucking send it up to like another character, switch to that character, grab those items, which is like, yeah, it's all right, it's not a bad idea, like, in concept. But fucking seeing that, it's just a fucking, it's a mess. Like, it's, I can't even describe it. I can't even begin to fucking describe how ridiculous it is. Yeah, it's fucking, it's absurd. Just fucking, like, the amount of fucking inventory management they want you to, they expect you to fucking keep track of all the characters, and it's like so like obscure fucking puzzly fucking garbage, man. They fucking just like, oh, you need to fucking put this here and fucking use, you know, they don't tell you what anything is. It's fucking has fucking, you know, million items he's fucking switching and fucking, oh, it's terrible. It's real bad. I just fucking, before I keep rambling, just watch the Martian Gothic fucking super replay from Game Informer. It's fucking real funny. Yeah, I'm real glad I didn't fucking spend a cent on that, because that's a fucking real, some real hot fucking trash. Like, fucking, it's bad. One of the worst games I've fucking ever seen. I've seen some bad, again, whenever I say that, I always qualify, like, you know, one of the worst games I've ever seen, and I own a fucking copy of Cheetah Men on fucking NES, and I've played it, so, if I'm saying that, it's fucking pretty bad. Yeah, other news, I guess, rather than fucking keep talking about games I'm watching and not actually playing. Small website upgrade I'd fucking talking about. Not my site. I didn't go out of my way to like upgrade my site, but yeah, using a host, One in One, they're called, the hosting service to fucking host my site and fucking all that shit. And fucking, you know what I mean, they have like the built-in like website builder, because fuck, yeah, I don't know how to fucking run a website. If you can't tell, if you haven't gone to gruntfreepress.com, I mean, looks professional. But I'm just using a fucking, you know, pretty standard fucking website builder right there. Just fucking drag and drop and fucking whatever, copy paste, whatever the fuck you want. It always seemed kind of, you know, it was pretty cheap too. So it always felt kind of like, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm not paying that much for it, but it's just like fucking, you know what I mean? So it's like, it felt like fucking old, and you know, I'm like, this probably seems like way too, you know, even this seems just like slow and fucking clunky what I'm doing, but they did a good job in the past, like last week I noticed it, like, it's real fucking, it's a lot cleaner and easier to do. So, yeah, nice not to be fucking fighting with this shit all the time when I'm fucking just trying to do simple shit, you know? Like, I do too much fancy on gruntfreepress.com. There's a donate button on the bottom. I'll just mention that too. And speaking of money, yeah, 1-in-1 website. You know, not a sponsor, but I mean, you know, fucking all the airtime you get in here, I might want to, you know, give me a discount, something my way. That'd be nice. I'm probably the hottest property you get on there. And that might not even be a fucking exaggeration. I don't know. Yeah, in the video games I played, I'll try to mix it up. Something new, Metal Slug 5. I've started playing. I played through fucking one of those, you know, another half hour fucking bang a bunch of buttons fucking Metal Slug game. Last one, so after this one, you'll get to hear, if you feel like, what the fuck is this? What's his upset, like, sudden obsession with fucking Metal Slug? Last one I have, Metal Slug 5. I think there's a 6, but I think I talked about that. Like, it's fucking, it's an anthology somewhere with 6 on it, but through Steam and, like, MAME and shit, like, yeah, I can't find that shit anywhere. So the last one I can find without fucking really, really digging. But it was cool. I liked it. Another fucking, I just fucking had this fucking Metal Slug kick, and I've been fucking liking them a lot. You know, they added some shit in this too. Again, it's just fucking, like, overall, it's like, it's another Metal Slug game, and they're all cool. They get a fucking, put in little things like a slide. You know, you can fucking slide. You fucking hold the, you know, stick to the fucking down in a direction. You fucking hit a shoot or whatever. You do a cool little slide. It's pretty cool. There's a little fucking, like, puzzle, like real light fucking platforming shit to fucking get around. Pretty cool. Small thing, but I thought it was nice after fucking playing four or five other of them and fucking having something new. Like, hey, that sticks out as something new. Yeah, fucking new mechs you get into. All these fucking new shit that just came out, like, you know, 15, 20 years ago. But, yeah, it's cool mech. You can, you know, it's just a riot. Just fucking, like, you know, it just goes with the style so well. It's fucking, like, getting this fucking tank. It's doing, like, wheelies and shit. And, you know, like, fucking, one of these things I fucking wrote down. I can barely read. I think I was trying to say there's a fucking enemy tank doing tries to crush you. He does a fucking wheelie. And you've never seen a tank do a wheelie. It's pretty fucking cool. And I was in my own fucking mech, and I was just bashing them, and fucking, there's a fucking, I think you do, like, the bash, then, like, the fucking, gives a good, like, finger, gives it, like, the middle finger at the end, after he fucking slices, he's got, like, a blade and shit. Pretty fucking cool game. Yeah, it's cool. I like it. I don't know what the fuck happened to the series. I hope fucking something comes of it. The only thing with this one was, like, I'm like, this is fucking, like, one of the better ones, you know what I mean? Then for whatever reason, it's kind of shit out at the end. Like, fucking, there's a couple bosses towards the end where it's, I was like, it's coming up to it. And I'm like, it seems like kind of fucking setting up to be like some, like, Lovecraftian fucking, like, space monster. I'm like, this will be fucking wicked cool. See something, like, cool in this fucking, like, art style fighting it, dude. You know, fucking, they've been real creative with everything they've done. And it's kind of a fucking disappointment. There's just fucking real, not much to it. Just fucking, like, appearing in the fucking sky like a face or some shit, and, like, shooting orbs at you and then, like, disappearing. You just fucking shoot it fucking a shit ton, probably way more than you should, you know what I mean? Fucking goes on for too long, nothing really interesting happening, and that was it. Then just fucking dies in the game end. So that was kind of disappointing, but yeah, that was fucking Metal Slug. I'm debating because next thing I got on here is a lot of XCOM 2. And the thing is, I'll say right now, is a review on the site, gruntfreepress.com, of XCOM 2. I finished it earlier today, and my sleep's all fucked up for whatever reason. Maybe I was just like, I gotta beat fucking XCOM or whatever, and write the review. So I did that. if you want to read on the site, but a lot of this, I'm like, there's pages of this fucking, like, XCOM shit, and a lot of it's just me, like, fucking venting about being pissed about fucking XCOM kicking my ass, so bear with me, because I gotta, I'll air it out of fucking grievances from a week ago. Main thing was fucking, like, even, you know, I was saying, I, you know, played on normal, I get my fucking ass kicked on fucking normal, I had no idea what the fuck I was doing, you know, didn't know, like, the basics of the game that I wasn't explaining, again, fucking, I call it bad game design, just fucking, it felt like it, you know, and didn't even establish the rules of the game, it was still fucking just kicking your ass and, like, punishing you for not knowing them, you know, I don't know, not my thing, so I'm like, oh, let's fucking run through on fucking easy and, like, you know, just get the basics of the game, like the research trees, the fucking, you know, tech trees, like what I should be fucking researching, you know, fucking, you know, unit combinations, like whatever. I'm just fucking just dicking around, and just so I can see, like, you know what I mean, what this shit is without being a fucking homo and, like, you know, looking at a walkthrough of, oh, you know, best way to fucking, you know, optimize your fucking squad and your research and do this and that, you know, that's fucking pretty bullshit, so... Played through on easy, ended up fucking losing a game on easy. That's a spoiler. This fucking pretty demoralizing, I won't fucking lie. So it fucking, yeah, even on easy, it's still fucking hard. Or at least at the beginning, I'll get to it. I did end up beating it. I wouldn't have read a review if I didn't, so. Yeah, and my main problem was it's still even on easy. I still don't know what the fuck I'm, you know, what you're up against, and that's like, you know, the enemies themselves, which, I mean, I can forgive that, because it's, you know, it's cool, like, experimenting, again, if you see fucking an enemy for the first time, it's like, oh, what the fuck is this guy gonna do to me, you know what I mean, you know, who you're supposed to be, like, prioritizing, or, like, you know, what the fuck, like, what effects is the enemy's gonna have on you, you know, how fast it can move, like, what it can do, or, like, whatever, that shit's, like, real cool, I mean, I'll say the game, fucking XCOM 2, the main, again, I fucking love, what I love is just the fucking, the boots on the ground, just fucking fighting, you know what I mean, the turn-based, like, fucking grid-based strategy, is, or it'd be, like, I'll just call it tactics, I'd say, you know, just fucking moving your soldiers around, fucking, you know what I mean, that shit's fucking great, that's fucking definitely the core, but, I mean, that part's fine, like, I think, because it's like, you know what I mean, it's fucking, oh, it's a learning thing, you're fucking learning that, and that works, but aside from that, and aside from the research, I mean, they don't even really tell you what the win, you know, winning or, like, losing conditions are, you know, so just to flesh it out a little bit more, there's a bar at the top of the map when you're in the, you know, the world screen, like, picking a place to go, and it's filling up, and I was assuming, like, when it fills up completely, it's fucking game, you know, game over, or fucking something, you know, something bad will fucking happen, or just like, oh, like, fucking now, like, you know, oh, all the aliens are fucking, like, twice as much fucking health, like, it doesn't really explain, like, it, well, clearly what the fuck's happening, like, what happens when that bar fills up, so, you know, so I'm rushing, and I'm fucking, you know what I mean, so I'm thinking, like, oh, how do I get the bar down, I'm fucking, oh, I gotta do these fucking story missions, so, I'm like, oh, it doesn't, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it gives you, like, objectives, and I'm like, oh, well, I think these are the story missions, and, you know, fucking doing these will slow it down, or fucking reverse it, or something, so I end up going into these fucking, the story missions, these fucking battles, I'm like, you know, not ready for, right? But it's like, oh, well, it says it's priority, so you figure, like, you know what I mean? It's not, like, a clear, I think it was just fucking, you know, they give you that tutorial at the beginning. Again, it's a lot of fucking venting. I'll say right now, spoiler, I fucking ended up fucking really liking the game once I figured out what the fuck I was doing, but, it starts off with that fucking, like, an actual tutorial, which is like, it's like, oh, I go here, do that, and it's like, alright, so then, like, fucking from there, you're figuring, like, oh, well, all this shit's in front of me, and they're not really explaining what the fuck, you know, so you can sit there and fucking read everything is in the fucking game, like, all day long. And it's not gonna, you're not gonna fucking even begin to fucking get what the fuck you're trying to do. which, bad game design again. I mean, I would call it, again, it took me about fucking, like, 3 games in about fucking 20 hours before I was even, like, started to be like, alright, I'm starting to get it, you know what I mean? And that could have just been, like, cut out, you know, it's just fucking, I consider that just fucking, I was kind of just wasting my fucking time, like, just to, shit that could have been fucking, you know, tutorialized or fucking, you know, bring attention to that a little bit better anyway. Yeah, so I'm going to these fucking battles. I'm like, all right, so, you know, I'm fucking like, I'm like thinking, like, I have to do these. They're, you know, it's telling me it's a fucking priority. It's a fucking main mission. I'm like, I'm probably not ready for them, but yeah, let's go. And, yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, just like I thought, I was getting fucking rocked all the time. Nothing I can do about it. So it's just, ends up being just fucking trial and error, to you find out what happens when fucking, you know, what happens fucking when that bar fills up or like anything like that. You just gotta fail. You know what I mean? Which is, again, I just think that kind of sucks and wish it was a little bit, clearer about what your real objectives are, what you should be doing, you know. You know, just as fucking, as I said, as fucking as notes I had down, as fucking, I still thought even on easy, I thought it was still fucking impossible. Then I ended up happening. What happened? I'm like, oh, I'll just see what happens when the fucking bar fills up. And what happens? It gives you a countdown, and at that countdown, you got to take out a fucking, it starts off like half a dozen or so alien bases, like around the map. And once the bar fills up, you get a countdown. You get 30 hours of in-game time, like whatever that would mean, to take down a base. And you know, they range from fucking difficult to very difficult. And I mean, fucking like at that point again, if you're not fucking built up, doing the right fucking research, that is not going to tell you what you should be doing. I'll tell you right now, you got to do fucking armor and fucking weapons, because if you don't build that up like right away, like make that a priority, which again the game doesn't fucking tell you, you just fuck no matter what you're doing. Like this is absolutely not, if you can't fucking do enough damage and you can't fucking take a couple hits, you're gonna take like nothing you can do about it, you know. If you can't take those hits and fucking, you know, fucking wipe out a few of the fucking enemy in during your turn or whatever, I mean, you're just, there's nothing you can do. You're just fucked. I mean, you just got to start over, which is, again, kind of shitty. Yeah, so those fucking, you know, so, I mean, it's just a fucking, it seems like there's bigger emphasis in this game than was in the previous ones of enemy unknown or fucking enemy within, I think. Much bigger focus on like the higher scale, like not just the boots on the ground, like going, just, you know what I mean, not the actual like, all right, tactics, fucking place my guys here, try to get a, you know, good percentage, like get a critical hit or like whatever. It seems more like focused, a lot more focused on like the zoomed out, like overall strategy and fucking research and like engineering and all that. Again, not huge fan of that, you know. That's fucking like in general, like I did like the I like this that core, like the actual fucking tactics better than the strategy, you know. So, but you know, once you figure that out, I mean, that's just kind of dumb about it too. It's just like fucking like, I mean, that's kind of a cool layer. I mean, this, it's cool that it's like flexible. You have a lot of options, but just like once you know what to pick, you know, what to do first or second, it's like, yeah, it's kind of like automatic at that point, you know. It's really not that didn't take that out. Like, I think that's cool, like that strategy part of it, but I don't think it's very, very interesting, I'll put it that way, to fucking do it, because this is fucking very, very, like, plain, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, oh, I have to do this first before I do this, and, you know what I mean? Like, this will make this easier. And again, there are options to do fucking, like, whatever, but I almost wish it was just, like, a more, like, simplified, like, tree. Like, just fucking pretty much, like, all right, pick, you know, do you want to fucking focus on, like, whatever. I mean, fucking, like, focus on armor and fucking weapons. I mean, you have to do that. Then, like, fucking, well, do you want fucking psionics? Do you want fucking, you know, guys who've pretty much, like, could they become, like, mages and shit? Like, do you want to focus on them? Do you want to focus on fucking, you know, grenadiers getting your fucking grenades up? Do you want to fucking do, like, they have, like, mech suits and shit? Like, do you want to fucking start building that? Or do you want to, you know what I mean? Just, if it's, like, a more, like, straight path, other than fucking, there's all, like, these, like, pretty much dead branches, you know, at certain points, like, fucking, you know what I mean? If you're not doing shit down the right path and doing the right fucking research, you're just blocking yourself out, not only from other branches at the time, but I mean, you're just fucking yourself over for the actual game, which just sucks, you know. And on, even beyond that, there's, you get your soldiers and they're fucking leveling up and shit. Again, that's cool. I like that part of it. I like the fucking, the tactics of fucking, that part I fucking really like. And I like fucking building the soldiers up. But then there's like fucking, like on top of that, you're like micromanaging like fucking like everything. Even like, not even like customizing, not even just like cosmetic shit, but like fucking like, you know, you gotta research a certain kind of gun for, you know, for the snipers and the fucking, the rangers and fucking, the rangers have fucking shotguns and swords. So it's like, well, what do you want to research first? Like shit like that. Like that, even that's all right. But it's just like the overall is probably my least favorite part. Just that overall, this fucking like money management and fucking resource management to fucking like get the shit down, you know? And again, it seems like there's a fucking much bigger emphasis on that than I thought there was going to be, but whatever, I get over it. Yeah, I mean, it's again, in the fucking, the older game, Enemy with Unknown, you could just fuck, you pretty much, as far as I could tell, I mean, again, I played on fucking normal, I'm pretty sure I fucking, I bumped it up the hard, I think, and did like Iron Man on that, because I knew what the fuck I was doing, as I'd played enough, but, it felt like in that game, you could just, you know, whatever. There's no wrong choices as far as researching go. You just, you know, whatever's available, it seemed more balanced. Like, you picked, like, this seems like kind of how I want to play, so I'm just going to pick this and fucking, like, whatever, and then go from there. And then, fuck, you know, you don't have to, like, fucking, like, min-max this shit. Like, oh, I have to, like, laser focus on this or I'm fucked. Like, you know what I mean? Seemed more balanced that way in the older games. Yeah, I mean, it seemed like no matter what you picked, it was all fucking, it would all work one way or another. If, you know, you had to fucking, you'd pick something like, that's kind of weird, not exactly the result I wanted to. And it's like, well, it's gonna fuck, you know what I mean? You could, like, mix up, like, who you're taking and your strategies and shit and into the battle and make it work. But it doesn't seem to be the case in this, you know? You can definitely fuck yourself over on that high level, and that's pretty bad. Yeah, it just seems like there's wrong ways, you know, wrong ways to fucking do shit at that level. So, again, this is older notes. I fucking playing my second game. I got fucking completely fucking, like, annihilated, destroyed. Again, on easy. And just to give you an idea how bullshit it was, yeah, I fucking wrote down, you know, it gives you stats at the end, you know, at the end of a game. Whether you win or lose, just gives you, like, fucking basic stats at the end. So I wrote down what they consider a bad run. So I fucking, I mean, now that I beat it, I'm looking at this, I'm like, I won 16 missions, and I lost one of them. So if I lost the game by only losing fucking one mission, you know what I mean? That seems kind of shitty. Just because, again, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. It's just like, it's pointing me here, pointing me there. So I fucking do the missions, and fucking, like, I wasn't picking the right ones, didn't know which ones were, like, actual priority and which ones are just fucking, like, they tell you are fucking priority, but they're not. So I did those 16 missions, I fucking lost one of them, and two of them were fucking absolutely flawless, meaning that none of my guys could even hurt, like, you know what I mean? None of them got a fucking scratch on them in two of the missions. Gives you fucking, I killed 132 aliens, and I lost seven of my guys. Which, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, fucking, that's pretty, should be pretty fucking good, you know? My accuracy was like 75%, which is, again, that's fucking really goddamn good. But, again, it's just fucking, like, so, like, fucking, you know, how do you fucking look at that and say, oh, it's a failed game, you failed, you know what I mean? It's just the fucking, the higher shit, the higher level shit, and then, like, the deep, you know, even the deeper new, well, fucking micromanagement type shit. It's just like, said I had 267 days, of my soldiers being wounded. And that, I mean, that's probably, I mean, it's like, that was a lot, you know, a lot of times my guys are sitting out, but you gotta figure the way they handle people being wounded in here, somebody gets hit fucking once, and it doesn't matter for how much, if they fucking just one, it doesn't matter what it is, one fucking, like, little pip off the health, like, anything, they're fucking out of commission for, like, days, you know what I mean? It's just fucking harsh as shit, you know what I mean? There's no way to really avoid it. I mean, you can upgrade, again, it's fucking one of those things, you know, that sounds like it'd be a good idea to fucking upgrade your fucking advanced warfare center, I think it is, that fucking makes it so you guys heal faster. So it's like, oh, that sounds good. But again, if fucking doing an early game that's coming at the expense of shit that you actually need, like fucking weapons and armor and shit. So I have really fucking no idea how to avoid some of it. It just seems pretty shitty. And then I don't know what the fuck again that says. Oh, guys wounded, but fucking a bunch of soldiers going into battle, fucking leveling up, and none of them really get higher ranked. You know what I mean? And it's fucking like all those fucking battles, somebody should be, you know, pretty high up there, but none of them did because they're always fucking wounded. You can't send them into battle when they're wounded, so they don't get XP, they don't level up. I didn't know fucking of the psionic soldiers, like the magic users, because again, you gotta build a fucking base, and I never had the fuck, you know, not enough fucking researches, not resources, not enough fucking time to do it. So that was that. I mean. Then it said fucking, I had no Magi, which at that point I had no fucking clue what a Magi was. I think that's the highest ranked of, the psionic soldiers, but I didn't get any period. So that was that. It's just one of those deals. Like, if you fucking, even in the early game, you don't know what you're doing. You make mistakes. You didn't know were even mistakes. You just fuck. It's just a downward fucking spiral into the fucking shitter. At this fucking point, I was fucking like defeated. I wasn't even sure about the fucking game. It's just like, I was writing it, you know, love the tactics and the battles and fucking, I did have a problem with a lot of the missions are timed. The timers, I was just getting pissed at that. It's fucking like, you know, you have to be fucking, if you're not like constantly fucking moving forward, like you can, again, just completely fuck yourself over with that. If you're not fucking moving forward, you fucking run out of time, and that's fucking, especially if you're early on and you're bringing like your, you know, your best soldiers in to fucking do a mission and you run out of time. That's it. That fucking squad's wiped. And if you have fucking nobody to fucking, you know, if you get a bunch of fucking rookies or something, that's all you got in the early game. I mean, you're just absolutely fucked. There's nothing you can do. Because you're not going to be able to fucking do anything against the, you know, guys you're doing at like stage two or whatever. And the, you know, time goes on a little bit and the aliens are, you know, getting harder enemies you're fighting. Like, you're just fucked. And that's it. And again, if you fucking, I'll lose that time, you lose all your guys, anything that they were fucking had equipped on them, any fucking like weapon upgrades, fucking any of that shit, fucking armor, like extra armor, fucking items, fucking anything on them, you fucking leave them there. You don't fucking evacuate them. That shit's just fucking wiped. I mean, it's fucking harsh as fuck. I mean, it's brutal. I was just getting fucking like really down with that shit. Just fucking. I was just pissed, dude. Just fucking, I'm like, dude, like, how am I getting punished for this shit they're not even fucking teaching me about? You know what I mean? It's just fucking like, oh, is this timer? You know what I mean? The fucking mission timer. Again, what happens when it fucking runs out? Like, doesn't really tell you. This is something like, oh, it's gonna be fucking like mission aborted or some shit. Like, you just think like, oh, well, that's it. You know what I mean? But fucking, nope. You know what I mean? You're just completely fucked. And at that point, it's like, what do you do? Again, you might not even know you're completely fucked and just be like, I can't be that bad. Try to keep going. But no, once you know what I mean? There's fucking certain points, like, you might as well just fucking start over. So I did. I was debating. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to fucking deal with this. I'm getting my fucking ass handed to me on fucking easy. Started again. Another easy one. It's noted. It seems like I'm like, I wish it was like a super easy or something. Just fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking, I'm not one to say that. I usually play shit on fucking, you know, normal or fucking harder to begin with, and bump it up from there. But I was like, man, I wish it was just like a super easy, just so I could just get like the overarching, like shit, like what I'm supposed to be doing. It seemed like the balance in the game was fucking completely fucked, and it kind of is, but Yeah. So started again. On easy. And it was funny too. As I was playing, I'm like fucking laying down, you know, again, I'm like debating. I'm like, God, I won't even fucking go through with this. What? And I'm fucking laying down in bed. And I got, they call it the Tetris effect. And that's fucking when like, you know, it was obviously named after like Tetris and fucking, that was a huge game. Just fucking, you know, you're so like laser focused on like the falling puzzle pieces and shit and like trying to turn them. And then fucking you get in your head that routine of fucking like seeing shapes dropping, turning them, like whatever. And then if you play enough of it and you're getting into it and you're fucking, you know, focused on that long enough, when you stop playing it, you're still seeing fucking pieces. You still see it, you know what I mean? You can fucking close your eyes and still see fucking pieces falling. Fucking you just work in your head, like how to like turn them and fucking fit the pieces and all that. So, Jesus Christ. Oh, we can hear that. Fucking Jesus, my fucking. My fucking father's having night terrors. It's pretty bad. I don't know if you're picking that up or not, but. it's brutal. Funny, but I'll try. Yeah, so the Tetris effect. It's fucking, yeah, you're seeing shit like falling or whatever. You're seeing fucking Tetris pieces fucking falling. So I had that. I'm fucking debating. I'm like, do I want to even fucking bother fucking playing or what? So I'm sitting down fucking like trying to fucking sleep. I'm seeing the Tetris pieces fucking falling. Oh, not the Tetris pieces. Fuck, dude. This fucking night terrors are killing me. Fucking Jesus. I'm closing my eyes and I'm seeing, fuck, you know, I'm laying down to go to bed and I'm seeing fucking like, you know, like the fucking streets. I'm seeing like a grid. You know what I mean? I'm fucking seeing like my soldiers. I'm fucking like moving them around. And I'm moving them around, fucking like, you know, trying to fucking do the fucking tactics and shit. And I'm like, fucking at that point, I'm like, hey, you know what? This is kind of fucking, you know, fuck, it's getting its hooks in me that fucking much. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's got to be something there, something to it. I'm fucking, you know, I'm just fucking having that vision in my head as I'm fucking going. So I started, I kept going, and, yeah, I figured out my third time through, it seemed like fucking 90% of the fucking the difficulty in the game, or at least me, just I played the older fucking, the XCOM, so I was fucking good. And, you know, the tactics aren't, you know, there's different shit in the tactics themselves, and once you get down, and once you get, like, the mission timers down, it's not that different from the older ones. With some, you know, added shit, depending on, like, what you research and all that, there are, like, added layers, but it seemed like 90% of the fucking the difficulty of the game was just all in the fucking the tech and the research tree. So yeah, again, I was saying, like, if you, as long as you as long as you fucking go down like somewhat of a fucking what do you want to call it, fucking normal path or like whatever with that tech and research, you're pretty good. Again, I said fucking what I fucking found is as long as you do like the weapons and the armor, as long as you're going through that first, like you at least have a fucking chance to fucking, you know what I mean, to not get fucked over completely. And I'm not sure how to fucking feel about that. As I said it before, I just feel like there's fucking, beginners traps to figure that shit out. And like, why, like, they're giving you that, you know, your primary objective is to go on these fucking missions that are fucking, you know, they're going to be, like, impossible for you until you fucking upgrade your shit. Like, why isn't your primary, well, why doesn't say primary objective, like, fucking upgrade your shit so you have a fucking chance to go do this shit? At one point I got fucking shot down by a UFO. I had been fucking followed by one a couple times. I didn't know what the fuck it was going to do if it shot me down. I'm fucking, at that point, I'm like, oh, it's going to happen. It's going to fucking blow it up. And it's going to fucking, like, take out, like, two of the fucking rooms and I built in my ship or what. I don't know. But I fucking got shot down. It's kind of cool. It's cool, but it's fucking ridiculous. It's just fucking nonstop. You gotta go to a point on the fucking map. Your fucking ship touches down. It doesn't even drop you off. It's fucking, drops you squad off, and this gives you a point. You gotta go fucking take out like this pillar thing. And it's just on the enemy side, it's fucking just nonstop reinforcements. So every turn, they're fucking dropping in, they're coming in. It's fucking insane. It's like, you get some extra guys too to try to even it out, and it'll be like, oh, well, fucking, more guys in the battlefield to fucking send, even your wounded guys will be like, you can't usually take into battle. They'll be like, well, you gotta bring him in. So fucking here's some fucking fucked up guy. He's fucking gonna give you a hand. But yeah, it's fucking nuts. Like, it's fucking, like, so many people, it's almost like a fucking, like, real-time strategy game. So I don't even know how many, but fucking, that was cool. It gets a little bit bogged down because there's so many fucking people taking turns and so many people on the alien side. There's been, like, a lot of, like, just fucking, like, frozen or what. It's just fucking, like, hangs up, like, trying to figure out what the fuck's happening, like, doing, like, the cinematic, like, slow-mo shits and, slow-mo shots, but it doesn't even bother zooming in some of the time when it's fucking, that big. So it's like, what the fuck is going on? You're fucking waiting. But it's fucking, it's cool. But, I thought that shit, it fit the theme of the games. You're just thinking, like, I don't know what's going to happen, but it can't be that bad. And then it's like, no, fucking, it's that bad. It's fucking worse than I could have thought. You know what I mean? It's fucking, like, this fucking constant fucking reinforcements getting called in. This is fucking, like, nuts. As I was going through, though, I started appreciating it more and more. It is fucking, like, deep, which is cool. Again, I wish it, A little blend of deep and, like, common sense fucking, tutorial, like, telling you how deep it is and, like, you know what I mean? Giving you, at least a shove in the right way would have been nice. But, I was fucking, like, super addicted to it. It fucking, I was fucking playing, like, I don't know, I fucking think, like, since it came out last Friday, so in, like, 10 days or so, I think I put in, like, almost 50 hours into it. I was fucking going, like, hardcore. And I'm going through, got to the fucking last mission, and at that point I was such an expert, and say it was on easy, so, but the last mission's fucking pretty nuts too. There's fucking, like, quite a few guys. I think it's, like, said before, like, 40 guys or some shit, like, total you gotta go through, and I ended up doing that shit flawlessly. And at that point I had, crazy upgrades, and I had, the psionics on my team who could fucking mind control fucking people. So we had, like, real, like, high level fucking enemies. I'm like, oh, well, we're gonna fucking mind control you, and you're gonna be my fucking scout. You go ahead, you're gonna take the fucking damage. You're gonna fucking be the fucking pawn. And that worked out pretty well, and it was fucking pretty fucking cool. There was a fucking tipping point in the game where it's like, once you get over, certain fucking, hurdles, and you start going, it's the same way where you can get fucked over by not doing the right shit. Like, if you start doing shit the right way and you end up fucking being good and being lucky and winning, it gets to a point where it's like, I'm just gonna fucking set up my guys, and it's just like, you just know, like, fucking next turn, all these aliens, all the fucking enemies, as soon as they fucking move, they're all just gonna eat shit, like, every one of them. It's fucking, like, half a dozen of them, fucking some shit's happening to them, and they'll fucking go, and they're getting fucking blasted, and it's like, you guys fucking just fucking ate shit, and you're all fucking, it's fucking the opposite of fucking how I was feeling before. So, I mean, that's cool, to have that sense of accomplishment, but... Again, I love the game, I can read the review on the site where it's like, you might read some of it and be like, wow, that sounds like he really fucking hates it, but, it's a love-hate type thing, I guess. It is fucking replayable, though. It's one of those things, I'm like, fucking, I beat it, and usually it's like, oh, I beat a game, well, that's cool, fucking uninstall it, move on to the next one. And I feel like playing it again, I'll fucking go and reinstall it and play it. This is like, fucking, I played through it, I'm like, well, alright, I'm just gonna fucking savor this for a while, and then I'll probably fucking move on to something else, so I'm not gonna fucking uninstall this, because it's fucking cool, you know what I mean? It's a game you can just fucking play over and over again. So, it's like, fucking, it's not a game that's meant to be, like, won and, like, ended. It's almost just like, fucking, the point of the game is to fucking play the game. It's like one of those deals. Or at least think of it that way, if you want to fucking, hang yourself within the first couple hours or first, 20 hours or so, in my case. Yeah, so the fucking review's up on the site. I tried posting the review to fucking Steam, which I usually do with fucking, you know, PC games. I put them up on Steam, but having a problem again. I had fucking with the other one, the Oxenfree fucking review or whatever, where it's like I'm trying to post it, but it's not letting me. I don't know why. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, am I being, you know, censored? Something in there is fucking not, doesn't seem, you know, fucking they're censoring, won't let me post. Is it like, is there, you know, a character limit on the reviews? But doesn't say, I tried checking, doesn't say anywhere. Doesn't say anything about a fucking limit. Like, you have a fucking character limit. Say there's a fucking character limit. Just like a fucking, you know, yeah, there's something on there you don't want, not letting me fucking post my review. At least fucking something. Give me a fucking, some kind of message saying why, you know what I mean? Not just fucking I go to post it and just like sit there like, all right, well, nothing's happening. Like, you know what I mean? So I can't even fucking like edit it and try to repost it. It's like I gotta reload the page. I tried doing that a couple times. I fucking, you know, even cut out like a paragraph or two, then I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just not going to do it. So it's going to be a gruntfreepress.com exclusive for my XCOM 2 review, so that's where you can find it. Oh, another funny thing is I was going through my fucking, you know, clicking through some shit on Steam. It told me I was VAC ban, which is their anti-cheat thing, and I'm fucking like, oh, that's kind of funny, because I barely, if ever, play fucking online, you know, online PC games. That's kind of weird, but, and I'm like, well, I don't really care, because, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't really play online PC games, but it's just fucking weird that fucking that shit popped up. I tried fucking, I'm like, I'll send a fucking, like, email or something and find out what the fuck's going on, but I mean, like, whatever. And, like, it went away, so it's probably just a bug or something. That was fucking weird. Yeah, that was it. But, yeah, it was XCOM. Just go to gruntfreepress.com and check it out. Yeah, I try to just front load everything XCOM related, and that's it for a little bit anyway. So, take a break, and I'll be back with more stuff. Some hot Halo news. It's been a little bit since I've, you know, fucking played, you know, I played fucking Halo here and there. But I try to just listen to like two different podcasts about Halo during my travels and my time in fucking prison. Or work, I guess, whatever you want to call it. I try to keep up on the news, so just fucking Let it rip here, I guess. So I do. One day soon, I'll get back into fucking Halo. But, yeah, it's pretty cool update coming this month. They're adding Griffball, which, if you don't know what Griffball is, it's kind of it's a mix between soccer and football, I guess. Like, there's, you get, you know, goals on either end of a closed, like, flat fucking court. And it's a ball in the middle. You know, two teams of, I think it's four. And everybody's armed with a gravity hammer, which is a giant fucking hammer you fucking bash people with, and a sword, which is quicker. It's got a little bit of a lock onto it. You know, you can use either or fucking bash people. It's usually, you know, one, maybe two hit kills with them. So it's just all fucking, all close quarters, everybody fucking rushing, or at least I do rush. I mean, fucking, to get this ball in the middle, then you get the ball, you gotta fucking throw the ball into the fucking net, your, you know, opponent's net. So it's almost like, you know, like soccer or something. And, you know, like, a, you know, advanced shit beyond there, or fucking, you know, some people play fucking goalie, you know, you get fucking offense and defense and all that shit. Or you can just fucking, you know, run around with a fucking hammer and bash people. It's pretty fun. I mean, I fucking played it. I mean, I had fun with it. And, the older ones, I forget where it started, if it was 3-year reach or whatever. But, it was all just fucking, like, you know, people making their own custom game types and that, but it got pretty popular, and down the line it became, like, its own playlist in one of them. I think it might have been, like, Reach or some shit. But I liked it. I mean, the only trouble I had was, you know, me, of course. Well, it's a real, like, team-oriented fucking game, you know what I mean? If you get fucking go against people, or just, even if they're just, like, talking and, like, know the basics of fucking how to play, like, you know, sports, which I'm not too good at, but, so, you know, some people are, you know, they'd fucking, you know, play their positions and, like, whatever, you know, they know the little tricks and shit on top of that, like, fucking just, like, whatever, just fucking certain ways to fucking, like, juke and fucking swing a hammer at an angle that's gonna fucking kill you beforehand or, like, whatever. So I always went into those alone. Like, it always starts out, like, oh, it's pretty cool and fun, and then, like, you know, after the playlist is out for a while, it turns into, like, oh, people have fucking teams and all they play is fucking, like, Griff Ball. It's its own fucking thing. Then you just end up getting fucking destroyed. So that's not very fun. So hopefully fucking when it comes to Halo 5, they make a ranked fucking playlist. So it will be fun, because it's my motto, always play ranked. Also doing the Fiesta game type they're adding, which is how you start off with random weapons all the time. You know, fucking every time you spawn, you just, both your guns are fucking random, you know. It's pretty fun. Fun game to fuck around with, and just like, oh, whatever. Again, you can't really take it seriously. It's just fucking, it's just random shit, but it's pretty cool. And then they're also doing Assault, which is almost like a Capture the Flag. There's, you know, there's two different versions of it. There's one that's almost like Griff Ball, only it's on actual maps. It's not just like a flat fucking featureless court, you know. There's a bomb. It's either in, you know, it's either two bomb. There's actually a few different variants. Anyway, the fucking main thing is a bomb. It's either fucking both teams have one, or there's one in the middle, or one team has one. And you just got to bring the bomb into the enemy base and arm it, and then protect it while it goes off. So it's like, you know, almost Capture the Flag like, but a little bit different in a couple regards. Yeah, I mean, they're saying it fucking took them a while to add it innings. They changed a bunch of shit to compensate for all, like, the movement and the clambering and all that. And fucking, you know, Halo 5 is not just fucking, you know, running around or walking around. Yeah, fucking, it sounds pretty cool, though. If you're carrying the ball, you can thrust twice in a row, which is cool. I mean, you have two thrusts you can play with instead of just, you know, everybody else will have one. So it makes you a little bit more mobile. So that's kind of cool. And then if you hit anybody with the bomb, you kill them in one hit, you know. So it's going to be more about, like, being mobile and shit and getting up on people and fucking, like, whatever. You know, that's pretty cool. Sounds good. Check that out, hopefully. Other news is a kind of a news segment. Shit, I'm just going in order, so it's all fucking dictated by time rather than what the fuck I'm talking about. So there's an open beta for the Division. Open meaning anybody can play it. I played the closed beta, which you had to pre-order the game for. I played that and I liked it, so I'm getting it anyway. I liked what I played, so I'm not going to bother playing the fucking, this next beta, just because I'm like, I'm getting it. I'm not just going to fucking burn myself out in the game, like, whatever. but I guess anybody can play it. starts February 19th and goes to the 21st. If you play it on Xbox One, you get an extra day, and that starts on the 18th of February. So for once, I'm kind of being timely because you still get time to actually check it out if you're fucking hearing it. Hearing me, if it's the first time you're hearing about it, there you go. I did something timely for once. I guess the saying has one more story mission in it than the closed beta did. But like I explained, I'm fucking like, I don't want to keep doing story missions because I want to play the game. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, I don't want to fucking ruin more of the story as I'm, you know, those missions as I'm fucking playing, you know. I'd rather play them for the first time in the actual game, but. And again, I don't want to fucking jump in. I'm like, don't really want to jump into the fucking multiplayer because I don't, you know what I mean? Again, I plan on doing the story first, and as I'm playing the story, I'll get the mechanics down and fucking be leveling my guy up and shit, and like, then I can take that to the multiplayer. I don't want to fucking jump into the fucking mess of a fucking multiplayer and like, you know, not know what the fuck I'm doing. And again, I don't want to fucking waste time on a beta when my progress isn't going to carry over. And again, I'm already fucking sold on the game. So what the fuck ever. If you're interested or on the fence or whatever, just check it out. Because I think it's pretty cool. I think the game's pretty cool. You probably maybe do shit that I don't want to do. Ruin it for yourself, you know, I guess, or whatever. I mean, just check it out. Kind of a little concerned about the PvP, like I haven't tried it just because I explained, but it just sounds like one of those fucking, from what I've heard anyway, it's one of those fucking, make sure people saying, oh, it's real fun with friends, you know, you can't play it by yourself, make sure you bring a bunch of friends, and, you know, the more people you have, the funner it's going to be for you. And by funner, it's probably just one of those fucking, I don't know, fucking, like, one of those deals the fucking most people are fucking pretty much guaranteed to fucking win, because they, you know what I mean, they have numbers, and they're just going to fucking harass everybody, and, I don't know, fucking, if you're going by yourself or, like, one or two other people, like, you know, you're just fucked, because, you know what I mean, they have the numbers, like, that type of deal. I'm not a big fan of that. Might as well have fucking, like, that shit, like, fucking, you know, a lot of, like, MMOs, you know, I like that, and I fucking played it, you know, played too many of them, but it's just, like, fucking, oh, you gotta join a fucking guild, and, oh, my guild fucking does this, it's so fun, we go around, and we have fucking, you know, 100 people, or whatever, I'll go with, like, 5 people in my guild, and then, like, I'll run into somebody with, like, 10, and I'll fucking, like, text, like, you know, more people from my guild, and we have more people, so we fucking win. And it's just like, dude, that's like the gayest shit, dude. Like, fuck off. And it sounds like it might as well just be a fucking Facebook game. Like, fucking, like, oh, whoever has the most likes, you know, they win the game. Like, it's pretty much what it is. Again, for the Division, I haven't fucking tried it, but I'm willing just to wait. I'm fucking more interested in the fucking, at this point, in the single player. A little turned off by that multiplayer thing right now, but I don't know. I can't really judge for myself. I don't really care. Again, I'm sold on it, so looking forward to that in fucking March. You can check it out soon or right now or whatever if you're on the fence about it. Then another review on the site I put up for Tormentum. Steam let me post that one for some reason, I don't know. I still got, you know, benching, I got a really cool screenshot out of it anyway. Uses my background now, my fucking desktop, because it's pretty fucking cool. But yeah, I mean, it's fucking, you know, I mean, not like that Tormentum, not so much like, not like gameplay oriented, I guess. I mean, I'm fucking, you know what I mean, one of those things, it's like, I kind of feel almost like a hypocrite, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I talk shit about fucking walking simulators, but I fucking loved Colot, you know what I mean? It's just like, fucking, this is like, it's a fucking shitty, like, point-and-click adventure game, which I usually hate, but in this case, it's like, the fucking art was so cool, it's just like, I can look at this as like a fucking, you know what I mean? Interactive fucking, like, art book, dude. Only I like the fucking art in this because it's fucking cool, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's fucking, you know, it's like a fucking art book of fucking heavy metal magazine covers is what I've been saying. It's the word on the grunt free street. So yeah, I mean, if I ended up liking it, yeah, it's fucking cool. Check out the review if you want. And again, the fucking, you know, it's fucking like, it's like a barely gameplay and there's fucking puzzles, but difference is the, you know, the fucking game, at least it kind of, at least it knows, or at least it doesn't even bother trying to, like, make some, like, bullshit fucking obscure adventure game puzzles. The real you know, all pretty fucking easy. So it's fucking, oh, bang them out and fucking see what's going on next. What's in the next fucking screen, you know? I was tormented. I ended up fucking liking it. Read the review anywhere if you please. Other news, go right back to news, is Quantum Break's coming to PC, which is Quantum Break was announced fucking years ago, I think, at the fucking, when the Xbox One was first pretty much announced, I think. Pretty sure it went back that far from Remedy, who were the guys who did Max Payne, that did fucking Alan Wake. They put out some good shit. So, yeah, it's coming to PC. Previously, it was only announced for fucking Xbox One. And, you know, I'll probably end up, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do now that I fucking learned a little bit more about it. I guess, you know, you can buy it on fucking PC. I don't know if it's going to be on Steam. I think it's just to buy it on PC, you have to get it from the Windows Store, which is kind of bullshit. That's not cool. I'd fucking, you know what I mean? I'd rather have it on fucking Steam or whatever, but with all my other games, but fucking Microsoft, so it's not that surprising, I guess, although they put other shit on fucking Steam. I don't know. Whatever. But, you know, my fucking is looking forward on just, you know, I plan on getting it on PC, but I guess it's something if you buy it on Xbox One, you get a free copy of the, quote, free copy of the PC version, but of course it's not the other way around. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's like, I can get some fucking, go to CD Keys or something and get it on fucking PC, and, you know what I mean? Then fucking get a free copy on Xbox One, because then that'd be too cheap, I guess. I don't know. Seems to be their plan, but, I hate to be fucking PC master racing, but go, oh, I'm gonna play on PC and fucking your shitty Xbox One. But, you know, any long-time listeners, you've heard me fucking go through about all the fucking problems I've had with fucking PC games, and there'll be more of that coming up next, so don't worry. But, I mean, you know, here's the thing. I mean, fucking, I've said this fucking, this generation of fucking consoles is still pretty fucking shitty. I mean, you know, I tried to gave it a fucking the benefit of the doubt as long as I could, but now we're fucking like two and a half years in, which hopefully there's only going to last fucking 4 or 5 years, you know, hopefully fucking this soon we'll be hearing about new shit, cause, you know, it's fucking already starting to be pretty rough. Yeah, it's fucking, you know, there's not much. I mean, yeah, there's not much either, you know, either system fucking for exclusives, either fucking Xbox One or PS4. Again, I lean more towards Xbox One, because the fucking, you know, few exclusives on there I actually fucking really enjoy, as opposed to the fucking the few on PS4 that are either, eh, like fucking, like, whatever. Like, again, fucking, only I can think of, I'm like, oh, Bloodborne. Bloodborne's pretty good, and you think, like, oh, well, it's not as good as fucking Dark Souls, so, like, what good is that, you know what I mean? It's a fucking, the exclusive is the worst of the fucking Dark Souls games, which, not bad, but, you know, not a bad thing, but not great either. Yeah, I mean, you fucking, you know, and you buy fucking consoles for fucking exclusive games, you know, fucking, you can, you know, the third-party ones that are fucking, like, you know, again, if you have a fucking PC, you can get them fucking cheaper on the fucking PC, or you can get them for either or, but the reason you buy a console in the first place is to fucking, you know, to get exclusive games you can't get anywhere else, you know, and I'll get into it later, but, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, fucking, It just sucks when you fucking buy a console for fucking, like, what you thought was an exclusive. Like, before I get a fucking Xbox One, it's like, oh, it's like fucking, like, oh, like a dozen, you know, a dozen games on there you can only get on Xbox One that fucking sound awesome. Like, I'm gonna get them, you know, why wouldn't I get a fucking Xbox One, you know? You know, and they were, not to take away from it, it's fucking, a lot of them haven't been fucking good, but just thinking, like, what I bought it for, it's like, Rise looks cool, fucking, I'll check out Rise, like, good fucking Dead Rising, you know, those are fucking, like, launch games, it's like, oh, you can't get them anywhere else, it's fucking great, they look pretty cool, and they were pretty cool, you know, and then, like, it's fucking, like, oh, like, down the line, like, fucking, I don't know, 3-6 months or something, it's like, oh, no, they're all on PC, too, so you can get them on fucking PC, Gears of War, fucking, the Ultimate Edition anyway is fucking like, it's coming to PC too. They haven't said anything about like Gears 4, but at this point, I don't know. What's it gonna, Halo Wars 2 is fucking like, cool. Halo Wars 2, that's fucking great. Fucking loved Halo Wars 1, can't wait for it, but it's like, it's coming to PC too. So, I mean, that's fucking part of like the push of like, I'll just get a fucking PC then, you know what I mean? So now that I have a fucking PC and Xbox and a PS4, it's like, again, I hate to be like, PC fucking master race, but it's like, dude, none of the consoles are fucking pulling their weight as far as fucking exclusives. It's like fucking, majority of the fucking, the games are fucking, those games that everybody play are all fucking third party. It's not that they care. It's like fucking, so if you want fucking third party shit, it's like you want them all in one place, and plus you're getting the fucking, actual PC fucking exclusives, which, I mean, again, a lot of them are fucking hot trash, but you get it every now and then, you get the fucking XCOM, you get fucking, like, whatever, but, if you want all your shit fucking one place, it's like, PC makes the most sense. I mean, fucking, regardless of fucking, like, even, like, again, it's like, the graphics are better, and it's fucking, like, cheap, like, the games are, you can find the games cheaper and shit, like, it's all that shit, all the fucking, again, fucking PC fucking propaganda bullshit. It's like, it's more expensive, but, you know what I mean? It's fucking, if you have fucking that extra money, again, if you have enough money to get a fucking PC, it makes more sense to fucking buy a PC than these fucking consoles at this point. And that sucks, because it's fucking like, again, I've gone through all these fucking problems. I've explained fucking time and time again, there's a lot of shit wrong with fucking PC gaming still, but, I fucking found myself just gravitating, like, I get all the consoles and a PC, and it's like, once you get started going down, fucking PC. Well, this is on PC too. Well, check that out first. And once you start doing that, it's like, why am I going to turn on my fucking PS4? Why am I going to turn on my fucking Xbox? There's no point. Except for exclusives, and they're not fucking putting like real exclusives out. Sorry. It used to be like back in the day, it was fucking like no question, like fucking, back in my day, fucking every fucking console, like, they're fucking, same shit, like, going back to, like, Xbox, PS2, and fucking GameCube, or whatever, or fucking Super Nintendo Genesis, and whatever the fuck bullshit came out around then, TurboGrafx-16, like, what, doesn't fucking matter, like, fucking, if you had a fucking, like, a console, there's a reason for that console, that fucking, a ton of fucking exclusive you couldn't get anywhere else, so, and you might prefer one versus the other, and there was an actual discussion to be fucking had about, like, I like these games, so I'm picking this console, you like those games, you're going to that console, and I was like, they're all the fucking same, like, it doesn't fucking matter, they all have some kind of, like, personality, it's like fucking, Xbox is the fucking shooter box, and PlayStation is the fucking survival horror, or fucking JRPG fucking, console, like, whatever, now it's just fucking, it's all the same shit, and then fucking, like, there's a couple fucking exclusives coming out, and it's like, fucking not much else, it's like fucking slim pickings for everything, they even have, like, fucking, like, different features, like, everything, like, fucking, Xbox is the fucking online fucking console, and fucking PlayStation is the fucking single-player console, now they're all the fucking same, they all have, like, this, it's even, like, the same, like, operating, not operating system, but the same, like, fucking, like, chipset or whatever, like, it's all, like, fucking pretty much the same, just, like, both of them are pretty much just off-the-shelf fucking PCs, more or less. There's nothing really unique, too much unique about them, it just sucks, you used to fucking see new shit, going back further when there were, like, cartridges, it's like fucking, like, this game's fucking, this game itself is fucking unique, because it's got its own, like, chips in it, it's got a fucking, certain chips to fucking make, like, certain sounds, or, like, fucking whatever, put more or whatever in the cartridge itself, and fucking, on top of the system to make it more powerful, or, like, do different shit, and, like, be unique, like, none of that shit, it's all just fucking, everything's the fucking same now, it just sucks, they're all basically the same, it's just fucking, like, fucking you know, lower to mid range fucking PC, pretty much. And it's not even that, because you know, an actual PC, you can do more with it. It's fucking more flexible. I'm thinking back to like the, you know, old fucking original Xbox days. You know, that was their plan, pretty much. Just like, oh, I was gonna fucking shove a fucking cheap fucking mid-range fucking PC in a box, and here's your console, you know. And that was different at the time, because that was their thing, you know, as they were fucking, you know, the Windows company, like, whatever. And if I remember, they caught a lot of shit for that, and, you know, fucking like, oh, it's just a fucking PC in a box, and that was fine at that point. Like, look, if you look at the fucking price, it's like, oh, here's a PC in a box, and fucking some fucking exclusives to go around with it, so, you know, if you can fucking, and now at this point, it's fucking, you know, that's the fucking PlayStation too. That's what they're all doing. And it's just like, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's fine if you're looking at fucking, you know, comparing the price, like, I can't afford a fucking, you know, mid-range PC, so I'm going to get one of these consoles. Like, that's the only way it fucking makes sense. You know, fuck it, but if not, I mean, fucking, other than that, what's the fucking point of consoles, you know? It sucks. I hate saying it, but fucking, it's just kind of true. Yeah, and it makes sense, too. I mean, it would be like, all right, well, they're fucking mid-range PCs, and that's fine, like, whatever. If you want to fucking make a budget PC and call it a console, like, that'd be okay. I mean, it'd pretty much be like a Steam box or whatever, But make it be an actual fucking PC. You know what I mean? Don't make it so fucking closed. Make it so you can fucking go on, like, Steam. So you can go on fucking, like, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, and do what you want with it, instead of, like, fucking, oh, you're paying these fucking premium prices for fucking these games that you can get on fucking, you know, a PC for cheaper and, like, whatever. Like, I don't know. Yeah, like that'd make more sense, especially for fucking Microsoft, you know what I mean? If they, you know, the fucking, they own Windows, they're like, oh, you know, they just have to fucking, which they don't want to do, like, fucking bite the bullet and be like, oh, well, fuck it, we're just gonna, you know, put an actual fucking PC in the box and fucking put Windows on it, and here you go. Here's a Steam box that's on a fucking piece of shit with fucking, like, Linux or some shit on it. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want with it. Here you go. And fucking call it an Xbox. And then still, like, fucking use to do the original plan. Have fucking some exclusives on there. And so it's like fucking, like, it is like fucking, like, oh, well, a half step between a fucking console and a PC at a fucking, you know, reasonable price. But they have to fucking eat some fucking money, obviously, to make it. So it's just like, well, I can just fucking make, you know what I mean, fucking build my own fucking PC off the shelf. Like, that's the only way it fucking makes sense, if you're not gonna fucking pump out, like, a bunch of, like, real exclusives for your consoles, to make a Steam box that doesn't fucking suck, you know? Yeah, and that was it. That was my fucking rant about fucking Quantum Break. And it's just fucking, you know, hearing, they're like, oh, well, fucking, they own both, so what do they care? It's like, well, it's fucking on this end, fucking looking as a fucking consumer, like, I own both, but why do I own one of them? Pretty much. All I'm getting at. That's it. So, that was my PC Master Race. Talk about Broken Street Fighter, I think, next, or I got a couple more things. I'll try to make it quick. Run a little bit long. Oh, I'm super, my throat's real fucking rough right now. Don't know why. Smoke some butts and think about it. Walking Dead's back. The second half of whatever, I think it's season 6, show's back. And again, if I like the show, I'm always glad it's fucking back. I'm like, oh yeah, the show's pretty fucking cool. You kind of fucking forget about it till it comes back. But yeah, fucking episode's pretty fucking nuts. It's fucking pretty good. All fucking action and fucking gore. It's like one of those episodes and you hear fucking people bitch about the show, like, oh, it's boring now, like, whatever, like, fucking, they don't get, like, you know, again, as a theme, is what I like is fucking, like, oh, hey, like, characterization and fucking, like, good writing, and then, like, oh, fuck, dude, like, super violent, fucking real fast action, like, that, again, that's my fucking follow-up, my fucking, like, whatever, whatever the fuck I was talking about, that's the show again. Yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, they fucking, you have those deaths, and it's like, oh, wait, I fucking, like, I've been watching these fucking people for, like, however long, you get to know them, and it's like, fucking, oh, dude, getting fucked up, and so, fucking, you know what I mean, they earn it, they earn the deaths and fucking the tension and shit, which is cool. Yeah, a couple things, fucking, again, it's fucking, a couple things were fucking cheesy, a couple, like, last second, like, convenient fucking saves, and then, like, towards the end, it's fucking, like, whole town's getting overrun by zombies, everyone's fucking inside, and then fucking all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, look, there's one guy going nuts, killing a bunch of zombies, oh, we can do that too, fuck it, you know what I mean? So they'll run out and just fucking start murdering fucking zombies left and right. That was kind of cheesy. Why didn't they just do that in the first place? You know what I mean? It kind of, like, fucking kills the threat of the zombies a little bit. It was just like, oh, well, if we just fucking feel like fucking not being lazy and going out and fucking slicing the fucking faces off, we can just do that too, instead of being fucking scared, I guess. I don't know, it's kind of kills the fucking threat a little bit. And towards the end too, it showed them fucking, they lit a fire and it showed a bunch of fucking zombies, just like, oh, hey, fire, and just fucking, they just like walk right into it and fucking burn up. It's like, well, that's kind of dumb too, as if it's that fucking easy, why just fucking set a bunch of fires, like, I don't know, logic, I guess. But on the, but it was fucking, I really liked the fucking, that episode. A lot of kids getting murdered, they get fucked up. That's always cool. I like that, seeing kids get fucking killed. That was good. Good for it to be back. Quick notes, and I'll get into my Coda, my Street Fighter Coda, Street Fighter Cody. Real quick, other arcade games I played that were in Metal Slug. Finally played Sunset Riders, which is I tried playing it before on other versions of MAME I had. Never got it work. Never got to work for whatever reason, and I'm like, I'll try it. It's fucking this the whatever. I'm like fucking around with MAME. I'm like, well, I can just fucking hit this button. It's just gonna show me the fucking ROMs that are actually working. I fucking did that. And I'm like, Sunset Riders isn't going to work. I'm like, hey, look, Sunset Riders says it works. I'm like, check it out. And it worked. So that was pretty cool. I've heard a lot about the game from fucking, some people fucking talk it up. Like, fucking, oh, it's great. Fucking old arcade classic. Like, underrated fucking thing. So, it's like an old school arcade, like, fucking side-scroller fucking shooter. So Western, fucking your cowboys and shit. I'm like, that sounds right up my fucking alley. So, played it and, I don't know. I'm not that impressed. I wasn't, seemed pretty standard. And I didn't think it was like, I'd say substandard. I mean, fucking like the, some of the gimmicky shit's kind of cool, but, even for that era, I don't think it was fucking, it didn't seem like it was designed very well. It's pretty kind of shitty bosses. Some of the stages are just like, this is kind of dumb. But, the graphics are fucking nice and they're colorful. It looks good. The fucking, there's a lot of, like, spoken lines of dialogue, which I'm like, they sound like real clear. It's like, wow, I could see how that's like, people would be impressed by that, the fucking the graphics and shit. But, comparing it to like another Western, I think is quite a bit older than that, is Gunsmoke, which I fucking love. It's fucking, granted, fucking Gunsmoke's a fucking balls hard game, and fucking Sunset Riders just fucking like that era, just like super easy, fucking pumping quarters and fucking go, But comparing the two, I don't know, fucking, I think Gunsmoke's fucking way better. I like that mechanic of Gunsmoke better, too. We can fucking, shoot right ahead of you, shoot left and right and shit, and just fucking, like, I don't know, like it a lot. I like Gunsmoke a lot. Sunset Riders, it's okay. Don't really get why people love it. So, I played that, I'm like, this kind of reminds me of the graphics and shit. It just fucking reminds me of Aliens, the arcade game Aliens. So I booted that up real quick, and, yeah, it's a good game. I like Aliens, fucking the arcade game. Not great, but, a lot of the, art looks like it's fucking pulled out of Contra. And the only reason that is because fucking Contra pulled a lot of their ideas and their art from fucking Aliens, so, however way you want to look at it, and fucking the Aliens games made by Konami and shit, it's kind of some ties there back and forth, but, again, it's fucking, gameplay is just kind of shitty and mindless, and it's fucking just that 90s era fucking arcade gameplay, but At least it's aliens, and it's fucking a decent aliens game. It's fucking fun. Like the art, like all that shit. And yeah, it's alright. So I fucking played that. And then I'm just fucking, it's like, yeah, see what else we got here on fucking as I get the stick out. And then I played Earth Defense Force, which isn't the PS2, like fucking that kind of like shooter fucking that kind of Earth Defense Force, the newer games. It's actually just like a shoot 'em up, a shmup, I guess you'd call them, like a space combat type, fly a ship around, fucking bullet hell type of deal. I played it a little bit before. Just I think I saw the name and fucking played it, but playing through it again and fucking weird fucking. I don't know if I didn't notice it before. I fucking went back and I played Soul Feast on Sega CD not that long ago, which is another, you know, I'm not fucking huge on like those the shmups or whatever, not too well versed in it, but I was like fucking like Soul Feast I played not too long ago, I was playing this, I'm like, dude, this seems like almost identical to fucking, so like some of the levels, I swear, I'm like fucking, oh, this is Soul Feast, like I don't know, like fucking what the tie is there or what, but gotta be some connection. I know a lot of them are fucking kind of the same, you know, it's all the same fucking premise, but again, I'm not too well versed in it, but I tried looking it up. I'm like, this is fucking weird. Two games I fucking, just two shoot 'em up shmups I've played, and fucking like I'm pretty sure they fucking like have some kind of tie and like whatever. So I fucking tried looking it up on like Wikipedia. That's as far as I could go, as much as I cared. But I couldn't figure out any kind of fucking like link. But I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure like this stage is exactly fucking Soul Feast, like fucking right out of it, and you know, either or. But yeah, it was fun. Earth Defense Force, pretty fun. Fucking mindless again. Just fucking pop quarters in. Fucking go. Pretty cool. Then, in the mood, I fucking went and played, I'm like, no, this kind of reminds me of the other fucking handful of the shmups that I played is fucking Life Force. I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to play Life Force. But I'm like, I wonder if it's on fucking MAME and not fucking, not hook up my NES. I'm like, I wonder if it's just a better version on fucking MAME and, I didn't see it there. Did a little bit of digging because I'm like, this had to be a fucking arcade game, and it was. It was just called Salamander as its original name. Fucking the arcade was Salamander. The NES port was Life Force. It's fucking the weird fucking game association I have. So I jumped into that, and it's fucking a lot better game than fucking Life Force in the NES, like that port, like it's fucking like right away, I'm like, wow, this looks fucking so much better, and it's fucking like, the sound's a hell of a lot better, and it's so much, it plays a lot smoother, which is cool. And I was also thinking like, fucking that game's hard on fucking NES, dude, I can never fucking, you know, get too far, and I'm like, ah, cool, I can play this, it looks cool, I can just fucking go right through it and see the later stages and all that, but pumping quarters, but no, you can't do that on that, it's fucking weird, because it's like, you can pump in quarters, but it, your count never goes up, like your fucking continues never go up, like fucking, you know, I'm like, start at the beginning, I'm like, God, maybe if I pump in like 100 quarters at the beginning, it'll give me 100 lives, but no, it just fucking starts you off with 26 lives is your max, which is like, so it's almost like the Konami code, but not really. I mean, I don't know what that is, what the fuck, but yeah, so I didn't get too far. I got just about as far as you did on the fucking the NES, so as far as that one, it wasn't that different. That game's fucking tough just because it's fucking, you know, you start off fucking, you know, when you die, you just fucking, your ship pops in again, and you have fucking, you know, you collect a bunch of power-ups. You get hit, you lose the power-ups, obviously, but it's like, fucking, dude, once you lose your power-ups, you're just fucked, because it's like, you need those power-ups to get more power-ups, you know what I mean? So it's like, fucking, like, once you're done, you're done. It gives you a shot when you die to pick up some of your old ones that you drop, but you fucking, the screen's always scrolling so fast, like, by the time you come in, they're gone, pretty much. Then you just fucking downhill. So you just pretty much got to play fucking perfectly. It's tough. It's a hard game. But, again, I fucking played it just to stick around and Salamander, better than Life Force, and just as hard. So, I try to wrap it up with timely news is Street Fighter V dropped at midnight, and I happen to be up, so I've been fucking up all day, as you can probably tell, or maybe not, maybe I always sound this fucking rough and fucking tired. So I was fucking waiting. I'm like, it drops at midnight, like whatever. I fucking checked like earlier. I'm like, I'll preload it and play it later. So I fucking, it's fucking like, ready to go. It's fucking reading, skimming through reviews, and it's just like, it doesn't sound like as much like single player content or, a tutorial, which kind of sucks, but it's like, hey, whatever. I mean, fucking, if it sounds fine after fucking XCOM. Other thing, too, I was playing all those fucking arcade games, all the arcade games. It's like, after fucking XCOM, like, dude, I need something just fucking, like, real, just mindless and fucking easy just to fucking make myself feel better. Before fucking have to get my ass kicked for so long. But, so I wasn't fucking, again, not fucking crazy, but I'm like, I don't really want to jump into fucking Street Fighter V and get my ass kicked online either, so I could fucking really go for just fucking, pounding more buttons and fucking playing training in arcade and shit. But, and I'm like, Street Fighter V and fucking, I want to keep, go back to The Witcher and keep playing that too. I'm like, that sounds like a good fucking combination of fucking two things, but, so I fucking waited. I'm like, it's midnight, cool, I'm fucking still up, like, whatever, fucking boot up the game. I couldn't even get past the fucking service agreement on the screen. I'm like, dude, what? I had a fucking, arcade stick was still plugged in. I'm like, I can't fucking, it's not working. I can't fucking move. It gives you like three options, like fucking, agree to the fucking service thing, dude. Like decline it or read it or whatever. I'm like, nothing's working. I'm like fucking on the arcade sticks. I'm like, I'll fucking whatever. Use the keyboard and mouse. So I'm fucking, use the arrow keys on the keyboard, and I was like, all right, hit accept, hit enter, like, fucking, all right, it should work, not working, hit enter, I'm like, dude, what the fuck, so I'm like, I'll use the fucking, the mouse and shit, so I can click over to enter, and fucking, so I can go to my settings, and fucking get that shit straightened out. Nope, no fucking mouse buttons don't work, there's no cursor on the screen, all I can do is fucking go left and right, but I can't fucking enter it. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So I fucking unplugged my arcade stick. I'm like, I'll try my Killer Instinct arcade stick, because if I plug it in, like, fucking the PC recognizes it as a fucking fight stick. So I don't know why it wouldn't work. So plug it in. Nope, same shit. It just doesn't work. I tried everything. Fucking closed the game. Like, rebooted it. Like, fucking, like, all right, nothing plugged in. I was fucking mouse and keyboard. They have to have some kind of support for that. Same shit, nope, fucking enter. So I go through, like, alright, I'll just hit every fucking key on this keyboard and see if fucking something happens. I'm going, and eventually, yep, alright, there it is, it fucking goes. So, what it is, you gotta hit B. B is enter on the fucking thing, like, that's fucking retarded. That's fucking real dumb. So then I fucking try to go into the settings and fucking, arcade sticks just neither of them fucking work. It's fucking great. I look in the fucking, I'm like, all right, I'll fucking see what's going on. Fucking back out, look in the Steam discussions and shit. There's only like one like specific fucking type of arcade stick that fucking works. And that's great. I said, I'm like, dude, they had fucking three. I think they had like three different fucking betas for this game. Why isn't, you know what I mean? They're fucking saying like, oh no, we're gonna add the arcade stick support in later. Like, dude, you had fucking three betas, and I'm fucking, like, looking around, it's like, I guess in the betas, like, fucking the arcade sticks worked, and then it's like, now they don't. It's like, that's fucking pretty shitty. So I'm, like, fucking already pissed about it. Pissed about everything, so I fucking plug in a fucking 360 controller, because fucking Jesus Christ. Start up the game, and fucking, jumps right to fucking the training mode. There's no fucking, I can't even go to a fucking menu to see what the fuck's going on. It's like, here's a training mode. And how do I get out of it? Fucking escape? No, there's not escape. There's not how you do it. Like, dude, I don't fucking know. Nothing like that. So I plugged in my fucking 360 controls. Like, dude, this is a fucking disaster already. So I'm fucking skipping through all the fucking tutorial shit. Just so I'm like, dude, I just want to see my fucking options is all I want. But no, I can't even do that. Fucking as soon as I skip the tutorial, it tries to log me into a fucking server. Alright, great. So, I just want to see the fucking menu. Connection failed. Immediately. Fucking can't log in. Connection failed. I'm like, great fucking start to this fucking game. It's fucking really giving me a good fucking impression. Finally fucking, here's the menu. I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at? This is a fucking mess. It's a fucking disaster. It's the UI. It's just fucking, wow. It's fucking just big boxes and fucking little boxes and boxes that are grayed out, so I'm not fucking online and fucking like, oh, it looks like a fucking back key to get to like a, you know, a main menu. Nope, that fucking logs you out of the game. It's just fucking Jesus, dude. It's a mess. It's a confusing piece of fucking shit. So I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. I'm not gonna fucking bother. Stop playing story mode. Not much to truck and train. All just the fucking simple tutorial. There's no fucking real training. So I'm like, all right, let's play the fucking story mode. And then saying like, oh, you earn currency and, you know, in-game currency to unlock shit in the game. It's like, oh, you're not online. So even you do in story mode, you can't fucking even unlock that shit. I'm like, this is fucking great. So you go through that and the fucking, man, I'll tell you, you know, I'm fucking used to fighting games having dumb stories, but I usually watch them because of the fucking entertaining and fucking, you know what I mean? As dumb as they are and cheesy, but the fucking cutscenes of this game are fucking terrible. They're so bad. I can't watch it. Like, it looks like it's just fucking just static fucking drawings and voiceovers, which is like, ah, whatever. I mean, like, all right, I understand it's fucking, you know what I mean? They didn't want to fucking do actual, like, fucking cinemas or whatever. I guess it's one way to cut the costs, but, dude, the fucking art is just awful, like, god-awful. Like, it looks like a fucking, like, 12-year-old fucking drew the fucking shit. It's fucking really bad. And so I'm just, after, like, two or three scenes that I fucking listen, I'm like, I can't deal with this. I'm just, I'm skipping everything. And I never do that. I'm like, I can't fucking even bother looking at this shit. So I'm just skipping everything. The game itself, when I'm playing, I'm like, yeah, it seems all right. I mean, it's fucking, seems a lot, not as good as Street Fighter 4. Yeah, I'm kind of pissed. There's no, like, real tutorial, so it's like, I don't know, I'm not a fucking, like, expert, you know what I mean? I'm like, fucking, like, it just seems to me like there's just, like, super, like, real simple compared to Street Fighter 4. Yeah, it's just that general fucking tutorial. Yeah, that just sucks. I remember, like, Street Fighter 4 was, like, I'm like, the tutorials were fucking amazing in that. Like, it gave you, like, every combo, everything you needed to know. Now it's just, like, I'm just fucking spamming fucking buttons. I don't know what the fuck's what. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? And fucking figure it out, I guess. And fucking, like, bring up the menu, see some fucking special moves. That's about all I can do. So, yeah, it's cool. It's fucking just, game itself seems as fucking bare bones as it can get. But I'm just hoping the fucking the servers get fucking, you know, sorted out and a stick, you know, arcade stick fucking working. That'd be pretty nice too. It's right now it's kind of a mess, but hey, I'm fucking looking at fucking, you know, the Steam reviews, the fucking discussions and shit, and yeah, people aren't too happy. Real time news is like fucking like 50% all fucking negative, you know, 50%, you know, split fucking negative reviews is, you know, same shit. You know, I was thinking it was just me too, and I guess it's you know, same shit, fucking the stick doesn't work, nobody can fucking connect online. I didn't really fuck with the graphics too much, but I guess if you turn the graphics up too much, it fucking just ruins everything. Like, the fucking, the frame rate is just fucking, like, ridiculous. Like, it's all, like, stuttery and shit. And it's not, like, fucking, you know, it's not because, like, people's computers can't handle it. It's just fucking, like, it's just a bug. Like, it just fucking ruins everything. It's fucking really, you know, again, great start. Good job. Yeah, just hope it gets sorted out, but we'll see. Fuck around with it still, but anyway, it's fucking running late, so, fuck it. I don't know what to do to go to sleep or stay up and fucking, but it's been a Grunt Free Press podcast, episode 31. My name is Absolute Deicide. Please go to gruntfreepress.com and see, my reviews and all that good stuff. See me fucking get pissed, watch me fucking stream Street Fighter and, look at a fucking loading screen and disconnected shit all the time. I'm sure it'll be fun. Yeah, gruntfreepress.com, Absolute Deicide, is signing off.
walking together.